Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Hello, hello. Happy Thanksgiving week. I know it looks a little bit differently this year for many of you, but that's okay. That's okay. God's got a plan in this. Follow the wisdom of the CDC. Do what they're telling you to do, because we will all be better on the other side. Okay, so that's my message on that. Let's talk about being your most confident self. It's a quick show. I got some tips for you. There's so many layers that we can go into, but here's what Spirit gave me as I was preparing the show notes. If you're looking for a coach, you can find information on my services at IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Okay, be your most confident self. So confidence makes you magnetic. If you are looking for love, it's the fastest way to attract the right person to you, to attract a lot of people to you, and then you'll probably have to wade through some of them that aren't right. But when you are your most confident self, it makes you magnetic. It makes you sexy. It makes you desirable. When you're your most confident self, you'll just miraculously go to the front of the line if you're looking for a job. When you're your most confident self, people will be drawn to you. Opportunities, experiences, they'll show up. It gets easier and easier. Things happen faster. So confidence matters. So how do you be your most confident self? So here are my tips. Number one, follow the wisdom of your intuition around self-care. Do what you know to do to take quality care of yourself, right? And when I say do what you know to do, I'm talking about intuitively know, right? Because the media and the world is going to tell you, you need to be in this program, you need to do this thing, you need to do that, you know, and you got to take all of that information and filter it through your intuition and pick the few, because it's only a few, things that you're going to do consistently to keep yourself well. And it's going to change moment by moment. You know, there are times where I'm really green juicing and other times where I'm walking every day. And there are times where I'm dancing in my apartment. And there are times where I'm meticulous about personal hygiene, like washing my hands. And, you know, even before the pandemic, I was very good at the being aware of germs, right? I'm self-employed. I like doing my job. I want to do it all the time. So I want to stay well. So I'm very mindful or intuitively sensing, oh, I shouldn't go and do that thing. Or if I'm feeling tired, I stop and rest, right? I don't push myself anymore, because I really trust my intuition and the wisdom of my body to guide me. And do the same, because it'll make you feel really, really confident during a time where you need your confidence. You need your peace of mind. You need your joy that comes from doing what you know is right. So just trust it. It's not for everybody else, right? Your prescription may not work for other people, right? So just do you, truly. And if you follow this wisdom, the wisdom of your intuition around self-care, you're going to feel like $1 million. You will feel confident. You will feel golden. It's miraculous. Next, number two, be your most confident self. Appreciate everything about your life. Like, appreciation is in the realm of gratitude, but it's like deeper. So really go into a space of just deeply appreciating everything in your life, all the good, all the lessons, all the struggles, because you know that in that process, you are becoming stronger, bolder, wiser, getting closer and closer to what you truly desire. So appreciate everything about your life, all the people that show up for you, all the small miracles. Appreciate your intuition, appreciate Spirit, appreciate your family, appreciate the healthcare system, appreciate, appreciate, appreciate. Because I find that when I'm in a constant state of appreciation, like I wake up grateful. But when I'm really tuned into appreciation, A, it puts me in the energy of receiving. So know that, make note of that. If there's something that you want, go into appreciation like no other, because it puts you in the energy of receiving. And when I'm in a state of appreciation, if something is off, if something is not aligned, if something is not an energy that I would appreciate, then I know to take a step back. I can see it so clearly. But when you're low vibe in it and you're maybe a little grumbly and a little complainy half the time, then when shit shows up that's not a match to you, like I recently met a man who was amazing and great and wonderful, not the right fit for me. And because I've been in a state of appreciation, I could stop that relationship very early on, even though he was great, even though he was wonderful, because I could see where he wasn't the right fit, right? And appreciation really can create such a contrast that you can't lead yourself down. It's like protection. Appreciation becomes a form of protection because it's such a contrast when you are around something that you wouldn't appreciate, right? That is just not in alignment with your truth. When you're in a state of appreciation, the juxtaposition is so clear. Yeah. Appreciation is magical. Journal number three, journal out positive statements to motivate and support your ideal life. Fill a page with self-driven motivation to transform your consciousness. This is different than affirmations, but very close, because these are statements speak directly to the life that you want. So when I was writing these notes, I said I would find a section in my own journal and read it to you personal. Let's see. It's so funny. I was reading some stuff today out of a journal. I was like, this is so good. And now here I am. I'm reaching. Okay. I'm always making money. This is from my journal. This is around money. I'm always making money. Money comes easily and effortlessly through my businesses. Clients find me. Readers find me. It's safe to be famous. It's safe to sell more books than others. It's safe to earn more money than anyone I know. It is safe to be my own person. Money supports me. I live in overflow. It is safe to spend money on myself. It is safe for me to buy things that bring me joy. I am fully allowed to enjoy my life. It's my life and I treat myself well. So that's just a section out of mine. And so I can pick up a journal if I'm feeling low and read a page and it raises my vibration. That's the goal of this exercise, journaling out these positive statements. Let's see if I have one around something else. A lot on people love to buy my books. They just sell and sell and sell, because this is from a journal around my book business. I have so much money. I have so many sales. I just automatically make all the best seller lists. Bloggers come to me. Press comes to me. I love reading my reviews. My readers are so smart. They just get it. They appreciate the work. I only attract people who appreciate the work. More sales come and come and come. There is always an abundance of sales. So that was around book sales. So, yeah, anything in your life, anything, particularly things like these are, you know, sales, book sales, because it was a new business and I didn't really know how it worked. Writing these statements down really kept my vibration high. And even now I can tune back into it and recalibrate my vibration so that it is moving in the direction, that higher vibrational state of lots and lots and lots of sales, right? And so that is the goal. Most of what you truly want, if you're not settling, whether it's love, whether it's, you know, to make a bestseller list, whether it's to win, become an elected official, run for office, whether it is a condo, whatever it is that you want, those, no that the purest, cleanest desire is a high vibrational state for you. And so your goal is to spend more time in that high vibrational state so you're a match to it. Now, if you are settling on any of those desires, like maybe you're like, I want a condo, but I'll take a really shitty one that really doesn't meet my needs, but it's what my logical mind thinks I can afford, right? Well, yeah, like you can attract that without having to be in a high vibrational state, right? If you're dating and you're like, you do your list and this is the type of guy you want and you're so excited about it and you're pumped, but you're taking a guy who has like four red flags that are on your list, then yeah, it's not too hard to attract that, right? But if you rate the work, the true work, A, all of those situations are going to be way more work than you just doing the inner work to raise your vibration so you believe and know and align with what you truly desire. That's the work I do with you as a coach, is I help you get to that high vibrational state. If you're settling, it's going to be a lot of work. I told a friend that recently, psychically. It's a friend that I don't share too much psychic information with, but Spirit just had it on my heart, and I said, girl, if you do that, it's going to be a lot of work. She's dating a man, and it's just not. She's settling. She's settling hard, very hard. And, yeah, just I can tell you, I spent the last decade of my life, some major things I wanted in my life, settling on them. And it always starts as a small settle. And then it moves into, oh shit, this is a lot of work to get out of it, to get back to center. So just don't settle, right? That's one of my points here. It's like, there's no need. There's no need for you to settle. God wants you to have the truest, purest desire of your heart. The fact that you could make a list of your ideal, whether it be a job, whether it be a home, whether it be a business, whether it be a partner, the fact that you could make that list, that means that it is possible for you. It means that God has it for you. So all you have to do is align with that energy. And is it going to take some work? Yeah, you're going to have to clean up some of the stuff within you that tells you you can't have it. You're going to have to take actions as you are inspired. You're going to have to show up even when you're uncomfortable about showing up. Yes, it is work. It does require you tuning in and being honest with yourself and taking the step back and observing a situation. Yes, it takes you believing the positive statements you write down. It takes you filling your consciousness with the highest vibrational wisdom you possibly can fill it with. And then it happens. You know, I've been talking all year about this breakthrough I wanted to have, this breakthrough I want to have. I had it. I had it. And it's way, way, way better, friends, than I ever, ever imagined. Like, I told you a few shows ago that I was witnessing somebody else's breakthrough, and it was my sign that my breakthrough's on its way. Oh, my God, within a week of that, it happened, and it was far better than I ever imagined. So perfect. God hooked it up in every way, ways that I come to terms with that, oh, maybe that's not meant for me right now. No, I had written the desire down. And then as I started to pursue it, I was like, oh, maybe not right now for some of this stuff. I'll focus on this or I'll focus on that. God hooked it up. Like the essence, when I focused on the essence instead of the form, right? I never let go of the essence of the original desire, but the form, I was like, all right, I know God can work in many different forms. So I'm like, okay, maybe I don't need that form as much as I think I do. Oh my God. God was like, just give me time. Everything showed up. It's so miraculous. It's so amazing. I'm so happy. But I did the work. I have 10 journals from March until now working on this manifestation. I did work on it constantly, the releasing, the forgiving, the letting go, the doing the work, right? The intuitive like hit, like go try this, do this, doing what I know to do, right? The practical things, realigning, not getting caught up in dramas, not getting caught up in chaos, cleaning up a lot of energy, right? I did the work, and it is so fabulous and so amazing, and it happens so easily and so miraculously. So do I believe all of this works? Fuck yeah. I've devoted my life to teaching others how to do it because I know you deserve to have everything that you want. And this breakthrough, I wanted a version of this 16 years ago. And it took that long. It took that long. I took that long, not God. I took that long because I remember very clearly around that time, maybe a couple of weeks before the podcast I did on watching that man's breakthrough. It's from a couple of weeks ago. I remember I was having a conversation with someone and I said, oh yeah, I know it's going to show up. And for the first time in that moment, I felt that certainty in my body, but I trained myself into that certainty. Who talks about it? I just heard a wonderful talk. Who is he? Everybody loves him. Old timey. Let me YouTube, because I was just watched a YouTube from him. A talk that was so good. Let's see. Because I think it's great to share some of the tools that, you know, I use, the things that I use to transform my mind, right? Neville Goddard. I should have known. I could see it in my mind. Neville Goddard. He talks a lot about faith and certainty and how to do it. And it seems so commonplace when you're listening to it. He tells his story in one of his talks about he goes into a restaurant and he wants clams, but they're serving brunch. And he's not dressed the way he should be dressed for a restaurant. And he held firm. He held in his confidence. He's like, I want clams. And the story seems so like trivial as you're listening to it. And then you realize, oh shit, he's describing to you the way we're supposed to approach the universe. And to get to that certainty, the work is not just saying it, it's that believing it under the saying, right? So you can declare what you want. I want clams. But if you're nervous and scared and you don't think it's going to happen, you're probably going to run out of the restaurant, or you'll do something different, or you'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'll just take whatever, you know, whatever the special is, or, oh, you know, I'll just skip this time. That is what you need to do to be your most confident self, is really reach that place of certainty, and you have to train yourself into it. This is the work that I do. I train you to believe without a doubt that you can have exactly what you want without settling. Number four, let go of what's not working. This is key. And I've been seeing people around me slowly start to do that. Let go of what's not working. You know, maybe you need to block the dude that's not right for you. Maybe you need to seek out another employment opportunity. Maybe you need to move. Maybe you need to cease the negative self-talk every time you get ready to start to step into your greatness. Let go of the beliefs, the thoughts, the words, the feelings, the actions that do not make you feel good. Be willing to let go. Let go of the past. Forgive the past. Stop replaying the past in your mind. I was talking to somebody and they spent like the first 20 minutes of the conversation telling me about how much they hate something from their past. And it's like, wow, like that's such a waste of energy, right? But I got it because I'm a coach and I get forgiveness. And I know if you haven't done that work, it dominates you. It controls you. You don't even know where you are most of the time. You don't even know who you're talking to. You're saying things that you don't mean in that moment because you're still replaying that situation as if it were happening in your present. Now, the tricky thing with this is that when you're replaying something in your present, something that you need to let go of, something from the past, that's your point of power, is your present moment. So your vibration in that moment is of that past situation. So what you will do is create circumstances that mirror that, because that's the vibration you're holding, and your present moment dictates your future. Can I get an amen on that? And from there, you wonder why things aren't going the way you want them to go. Well, it's because you're still stuck in that past. You're reliving that past moment in your present moment as if it's re-happening to you, right? And so that's the vibration you're holding, and that's the vibration you're broadcasting out, and that's the vibration you'll get. Whatever is going on inside of you, because we are energetic beings, will be mirrored in our future, right? That's why when I was initially, my first year in business, I was attracting a lot of clients that wanted me to do psychic work. And I always saw myself as an intuitive coach. My business has always been called Intuitive Coaching with Amy. But people came to me for predictive psychic work. And often I would tell them, you know, they'd be asking like, oh, about this relationship or a situation in their life. And because most people go to psychics when they're feeling really low, right? And if it's not, you're going to get a lot of no's, right? If your energy is not right when you're going to that psychic. And so because you are in a state of no, so even if you want somebody, but it's agonizing you, it's causing you agony, and it's you're in a state of desperation, all you're doing is broadcasting agony and desperation, and that is not a vibrational match to a happy, loving relationship. So your present moment is your point of power. And if you observe what you're holding right now or what you've held throughout the day, you can get a glimpse of what you will create in the future. But here's the thing, you can change it. That's why I'm a coach, because I love that we can always change our future when we shift into a different energy space, right? So you could look at that relationship and say, you know what, I'm not available for agony in this situation anymore. You know what, I need to just get rid of this relationship because it's not serving me well, and I know there's somebody out there because the desire is on my heart to be in a lasting, loving relationship, and I will find that person. That's how you become your most confident self. When you move out of a state of life is just happening to you and you move into a state of, oh, I have the power. Yes, you do. You do have the power. Now, is that hard to believe when you've been beat up by life? Yeah. Is it hard to believe if you had some issues in childhood that rocked your self-esteem? Yeah. That's why you got to do the work. You got to do the internal work. That is how you change your reality. So let go of what's not working. It'll make you feel so good. It makes you feel so good to let go of something that's not working, because you're putting yourself first, right? And you're not just at the whim of whatever that circumstance is, being just kind of bumped around, right? My mom shared this. She called me today. She's like, you know, I did it. I let go of this guy. I blocked him, like, because I told her how to use the block feature on text on the phone. So they, you know, you can't get text messages, but people can still leave you a voicemail, but they'll go in your blocked messages folder. At least on iPhone, it's like that. And so she's like, you know, I've been talking to this, you know, she'd been dating this guy for almost a year, and she's finally like, I'm just so fed up with his flakiness, and I've been putting up with it because he has some health issues and stuff, but it just doesn't make me feel good. And I was like, block him, let him go, because God has something better for you, right? If you're complaining about something, that is your sign that God has something better for you. Always. Love you. Is it hard? I know. Yeah. But, and you might think, oh, I'm being a bad person by blocking them or letting them go or letting the situation go and not sticking it out. No, you're being a bad person by forcing yourself to stay in a situation that's not working for you. Love you. And then lastly, you hear me say this often, go for what you really want. Go for what you really want. Write it down. Get crystal clear about it. Move in the direction of that. Strive towards it. Believe it's possible. Do the work, so internal work, so it can happen. And then hire support if you need it. Hire a coach if it's on your heart. Go to the local small business association and do some of their online programs. I know here in Oakland, my SCORE, the small, I don't know what the acronym for SCORE is. They send me notices all the time about classes that I can take to increase my knowledge of business practices. take a course, read a book. But if you read a book, because I know a lot of you guys are smart and you read all the time, you have to apply what you read in the book to your life. So pick one little piece of that book that you're going to apply to your life and stick with it for a period of time. And if you want to make a change, make a change. Put your wisdom, because there are a lot of wise women listening to this program, and wise men. I know there are some wise men listening to this program. There are a lot of wise people listening to this program, and you have so much wisdom in your being, more than most people. But now is the time to put that wisdom into action. You've been put here on this planet for a reason. Live out your desires. Do what you've been called to do. God is on your side every step of the way. God is not going to support your settling, though. Just not. So if you're finding things aren't working out for you, it probably means you're not fully in alignment with what you want. And so reach for the highest desire. And I'm not saying you can't manifest those things. You can. But I do believe that if you are a highly spiritual person, you've been working your practice and you feel like you are ascending and you are reaching a state of enlightenment, how are we right now? You're going to get to a point where God's going to be like, no, I'm not going to honor your settling. So then you have to really go to the next level and believe that you are worthy and deserving of living in that high vibrational state, and that you can have a life that is a mirror of that high vibrational state. And if you want to talk about that, book a session with me. You can find information on my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this program. It is a joy and an honor to serve you. I look forward to connecting with you again on the next podcast, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, if you're really looking for a breakthrough, consider the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. It will change your life, your whole life. And I will give you practices and processes that you can use well past your coaching experience. You will be amazed by what you can manifest, create, and transform into in 3 months. Love you so. Take care.